Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Lamed Beis, Gittin 32a, pagination 63, starting from the Mishnah towards the top of the page, the fourth perek of Gittin. Hashaleach get le'ishto, a person sent a get to his wife, meaning a shliach laholacha, a messenger to conduit the divorce document from the husband to the wife, v'higia b'shliach, and he encounters the shliach, o sheshalach acharav shliach, or he sends a messenger after the messenger, who's got the get, v'omar lo, and the message over here is either from himself or from the messenger that he sends, get shanasati lecha batalhu. The get that I sent with you is null and void. It's no good anymore. Hareza batal, indeed, he can nullify and they would no longer be able to give the get. Likewise, ki demetzal ishto, if he proceeds to his wife herself, o sheshalach etzla shliach, or he sends a messenger to her, va'omar lo, and tells her, get she'shalachti lecha batalhu, the get which I sent, it'll be coming any moment now, batalhu, it's nullified. I do not have intent, and it has to be with his will that the get is being given. Hareze batal, indeed, the get will not work. However, once the get reaches her hand, he can no longer be mevatel the get. Now, the Gemara elaborates over here and points out, afilu memela, even if he encounters the shliach or the wife casually, that he didn't go out of his way to meet them in order to disclose his change of mind and that now he's nullifying the get. Even if it wasn't intentional, he just casually met them, it also would be null and void if he declares it such. V'lo amrinan letzu'ura hu dekamechavin. And we don't say that he's just trying to be difficult. Meaning, if he just encountered, one might think he's just shooting the breeze with what he's saying. And the fact is, either way, it is going to be null and void. Dropping down to the last quarter of the page, at the end of a line, im, the Gemara wonders, im mishi gia get li yada, if the get already reaches her hand, eina yachal levatlo, he can no longer nullify it. I understand that. What's the big chiddush about that? Of course, it's already been administered. She's a divorced lady, and now you can't come and nullify it because it already happened. Pshita, that's obvious. Lo tsuricha, the Gemara says, the chiddush here is, de mahadar alei meikara levitulei. The man was running around trying to be mevatalit. He was making haste to the woman's house. Ma'u detema, I would have thought, igloi milsa lemafreya, it becomes clear, divetule batle, that he wants it nullified. Kamash malon, that unless he does the actual act according to what's required in order to nullify it, the fact that he has a change of mind, and it seems to us that indeed he has a change of mind, that alone does not nullify the get. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Mem Aleph Si'if Nuntes, Hashaleach get le'ishto, a person sends a get to his wife, uvitlo, and he nullifies it, kodem she'yagia le'yoda, before she gets it, hareze batal, indeed it is batal, once it gets to her hand, he can no longer be mevatalit. Says the Mechaber, afilu bitoch kidei dibur, even within the immediate time period after the get was given, even during that time period, which we know in certain transactions and prayers, you could still do a correction. Over here, by gittin, you cannot. And once it's done, it's done. This is in accordance with the statement of the Gemara, Baba Basra Kuf Chaf Tes Amid Beis, that tells us that there are certain things that even toch kedei dibur, even if you're in the immediate moments after the transaction, you still can't correct it. It's done. And one of them is kiddushin, and gittin likewise are not able to be corrected. You'll recall that, for example, in Shmona Esrei, if a person made a mistake during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the High Holy Days, and he recited Hakel HaKadosh instead of the required HaMelech HaKadosh, if he catches himself immediately after he said Hakel HaKadosh and corrects it and says HaMelech HaKadosh, it's considered a correction. Likewise, we discussed that in certain transactions, if a person would make the deal and immediately correct himself, notice something, then he would still be able to correct and clarify. Over here, that opportunity is not available. The Taz, interestingly enough, wonders why that couldn't be the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Our Gemara asked, once the get reaches her hand, he can no longer be mevatel. And the Gemara asked, what's the Chiddush? And the Gemara answered that he's running after in order to be mevatel it, so it's clear what he wants, or it becomes clear what he wants. That's not enough. He has to actually be mevatel. The Taz wonders why the answer couldn't be, very simply, like the wording of the Shulchan Aruch, once she gets it, he can't be mevatel, even toch kidei dibur. Yashe koach, thank you for joining.